Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gator.
Doug?
The USPBL. We've talked about this league up in Utica. The United Shore Professional Baseball League started with three teams, moved to four teams, built a cool little stadium. Been to a game up there, loved it. It was a lot of fun. Kang, you've been to several, right? You've been to several games at the USPBL?
A handful, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that they've added four teams makes it a little bit nicer. The three-team league seemed rather odd. But
it's always the Final Four at the USPBL.
That's right. There was talk about maybe building a second stadium down in Westland or Canton or somewhere like that, and they'd have an east and a west or a north and a south or... make a nice little independent baseball league. And most of these players are kind of either overlooked prospects or last legs, hoping to get another look type of guys. And I think the number I saw they sent to major league club, not the major league, but the professional organizations and major league organizations, not major league teams, but it's 21. 21 players have gone from the USPBL and been signed, you know, by the Twins to go play in Rochester or wherever. They have decided to implement a time limit on games, Gator. They have decided that no new inning will start after the 2 hour and 25 minute mark. So they'll just stop the game and declare a winner. And if the game is tied, they'll finish it the next morning. But they want there to be a degree of predictability for the customer. They will shorten the game so that the customer knows this game isn't going to go 3.5 hours. Oh, he's shaking his head. You look disgusted.
I don't get it. I mean, the thing is with minor league baseball and with what this league is, which is, you know, a little bit below minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The games move along pretty quickly. They should move along quickly. They don't have the TV timeouts, the commercial breaks. That's really what slowed down Major League Baseball more than anything else. It's the addition of the commercial breaks or the lengthening of the commercial breaks. I don't think you need to do this. I mean, just go ahead and say this. I don't know. Do they play 9-inning games? Or
they play 9-inning games.
Just say you're going to play 7-inning games if that's what you're going to do.
Well, here's what they say, and I, you know, I went to the AAA game last week. I mentioned this. I saw Louisville play Toledo down at, I think it's Louisville Slugger Stadium in Louisville. But anyway, there's the pitch clock there now, right? It had no impact on the game whatsoever other than perhaps help to speed it up. Now, it might have had something to do with the game that I saw, but the game I saw took like 2 hours and 10 minutes. It flew by. And the pitch clock is there, very visible, counting down. And it didn't have any adverse impact on the game. Most pitches were thrown under 10 seconds to go on the pitch clock, but not like counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It seemed the players have adjusted to the sense of urgency to keep the game moving. And I kind of wonder if the teams will adjust to the sense of urgency to keep the game moving here. And the other thing about this is there's no better league to do this in than the USPBL. Why not? Why not? Boy, you seem disgusted. 248-539-9797.
Like, if people that attend the games are put off by the length of the games, they get up and leave anyway.
Well, that's their point. They don't want people to do that because a lot of families go, a lot of kids, there's fireworks after the game, there's running the bases after the game, and the people that would enjoy them the most aren't seeing them. Yeah. Now, the challenge of fireworks is you can't set the fireworks off until it's dark.
Right.
So, anyway, 248-539-9797. Do you love this or hate it? We'll get to some open line calls, some feedback on that. Are you?
I thought
you were serious. I think it's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine for the USPBL. Kang gave us a reason why it was perfectly fine. We'll get to that at 11:02. 97 won the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Gator, we're 43 bucks away from accomplishing our goal. We gave it an hour to raise $500 to support.
Well, let's up the goal.
Yeah, we could.
You and I have yet to contribute to that. Let's up it.
Do you think we can get to 32,000?
Let's find out.
It's the GoFundMe page for Marcus Thornhill, son of Josh Thornhill, a former Michigan State Spartan. I believe they're living in Tennessee right now, but he has an inoperable lesion on his brain, a cancerous lesion. There's going to be months of radiation, and it's going to be a tough fight, but you know, we can help support the cause. We had a goal of getting the GoFundMe page over 31,000 before the end of the show. And the show ends at 11:40-ish today because of Tiger baseball. And it's at 30,957. And I'm looking down here and seeing some of the names. I actually recognize some of these names from Twitter and from texting us. We do appreciate everyone. And it doesn't even matter how much, whether it's $5 or $50. Every little bit helps. So you can follow the link on our Twitter account. We tweeted it out, and I believe the station retweeted it, but at Doug and Gator 971.
And I know this isn't about Josh Thornhill, it's about his son Marcus, but just a quick Josh Thornhill story, because we've talked a lot about how, you know, when high school kids get ready for college and are they ready to play college football right away. I was covering Michigan State football for that 1999 season when Josh Thornhill was a true freshman. And he was one of the players that I would do an interview each week with a player set up. I do it on like a Monday afternoon or Monday evening for the week ahead. And Michigan State typically didn't want you to interview freshmen. They let me go. They let Thornhill come out and talk with me at that point as a true freshman. He was absolutely the guy that fit the part of being able to play right away physically. He was massive as a linebacker, and he had the lineage. His grandfather, Charlie Mad Dog Thornhill, I think it was his grandfather, not his father, but had played. I could be wrong. It could have been his father, but and then he had his younger brother had played as well. I mean, he looked like a linebacker. He was a big kid, a smart kid, and a really good kid, and a great player for Michigan State for 4 years.
I remember when I first saw him, he was the most inverted trapezoid of a player I've ever seen. Like, this kid is massive. How do they get him out of the tunnel?
There were two guys that came in back-to-back years. The other one was TJ Duckett.
Also massive.
Yeah. Two guys that were like, okay, these guys are ready to play. Yeah. I can't argue with it. I cannot argue with it.
Go for it. Hit the ground running.
But thank you to everybody who's going to support this cause.
Yes. We
And why not 33,000?
It would be 32. We would have to raise over $1,000 in 35 minutes.
We can do it.
All right. Follow the link on cancer. If you don't, or on cancer, follow the link on Twitter. The GoFundMe page is gofundme.com/Marcus Strong-cancer-fight. But if you go to the search bar and just type in Marcus Strong, and then you'll see the picture of Marcus in a hospital bed with the Michigan State bear next to him. You'll know which one it is.
And we've got linked up to our Twitter as well. You can find the tweet that we sent out and click on the link.
But if you don't have Twitter, that's another way to do it. And let's up the ante here a little bit and see how close we get. Gator, a lot of feedback coming in here on this USPBL thing. And that is, starting tomorrow, this league in Utica will instill a 2-hour and 25-minute limit. No new inning will start after the 2:25 mark. Now, this does have its challenges. You hate this idea. I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't think there's any better place to roll something out like this than the USPBL. Kang, I mentioned you made a point before, off the air, before the show, as to why you like this idea.
Yeah, because no one cares about these games. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to the players or the managers that, you know, are trying to win. But I find it funny that in the article you read, they're going to try to, if there's a tie, they're going to come back the next morning and play the game to get a winner.
Yeah.
Does anyone care who wins?
Well, that's,
I don't think people are.
For the seeding of 1 through 4 for their playoffs?
Listen, I'm a diehard Beaver fan.
Well, who's not a diehard Beaver fan?
Well, that's the thing. Who isn't? But when the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers come to play, I go, there are the three, four teams?
There's four teams.
Four teams?
There's the Unicorns. No, they're the, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Utica Unicorns, the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers, the Eastside Diamond Hoppers, and then my squad, the Westside Woolly Mammoths.
Now, I can't imagine that a baseball purist would like this. Obviously, you want to see a full nine-inning game.
Go watch
the
game.
And the players probably want to play a full nine-inning game. But like Doug said, if you're going to do this anywhere, this is where you do it,
well,
right?
I understand
and
that.
The reason
part,
why
yeah.
Gator, by the way, they said that they weren't just going to do a seven-inning game is because they want people to know that they're trying to get a nine-inning game in, but they just want to do it in a timely fashion.
Well, and I don't know what the numbers are on the time of their games. How
it's,
long they
this
take.
Year? It's been an average of 2 hours and 47 minutes.
I mean, is it so taxing to be there for up to 3 hours to watch a baseball game when major league games last longer than that?
Kang, the best evidence that, as you put it, nobody cares about the outcomes of these games. If you go to the USPBL website, here's something you cannot find: the standings.
Are you serious?
I don't think there's. I'm looking on this website.
Come on, Doug.
You go to their website.
Wait,
go to
does your computer right work or did Jamie?
And my computer just started working. So yep.
Gator, try to look this up. You're good at looking up the minor league.
I'm not saying the standings
leagues.
Aren't out there. I don't think their website has.
You should be able to find the standings on their website. I mean, where else are you going to look for them? Right?
ESPN.com.
Yeah. The Ocho?
Yeah.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
I think it's a very cool concept, and it's been successful. And it's given an outlet for baseball players that want to play and for guys that want to coach and for people that want to break into sports and for people who want to have a cheap night out. But I don't think their website even has standings.
Yeah, and earlier when we brought up this story in show prep, I was like, who cares how long the games are? You just leave when you want to leave because you don't care about the outcome, right? It doesn't matter. But I didn't think about the families, because I don't have any kids that want to run the bases and I guess watch the fireworks at a reasonable time. But it looks like their games aren't that long anyways.
Here's some feedback coming in. They need to move the fences in 20 feet, especially center field. They need more home runs. Next one, it keeps their costs in line, predictable for employees, foods, concessions, etc. Next one, what a terrible idea. They seem to think that nobody wants to watch the end of a close baseball game. That's the most exciting part. Well, the question is, does everybody then speed up the process to try and get nine innings in?
Yeah, I don't know. It's 400 feet to straightaway center field, in case people are wondering about that.
Gator, do you see the standings anywhere on their website?
This is the craziest thing ever, I swear to God. I do not see the standings yet.
That will suck. Games are about 3 hours, so a third of the game I paid for goes away, and no one will be able to go in the morning. This is stupid. I go to about 10 games a year on Sundays. That's from Tom in Clinton Township. Games are 2 hours and 47 minutes. They're talking about no innings starting after 2:25, so if an inning starts at 2 hours and 23 minutes, then that inning will be finished. It is not, you're not losing a third of the game. You will just know this is the last inning. The end of the game isn't going away. You'll just know they just started the last inning, whether it's the seventh, eighth, or ninth.
Guys, it's on the front page of standings of the USPB
is it?
PBL.com.
Where?
On the right side. And it is a close race, guys.
Right. It is on the
it
right side.
It is a close
okay.
race between these four teams.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Thank
you mean
very
it's
much.
Only on the front page?
Yeah. You guys are going way too deep.
Well, but if you start looking for the links, you got schedule.
Right,
teams,
I know.
And I'm going through all these links and I can't find the standings anywhere. You have to scroll down on the front page and there it is.
I was looking.
Once
like,
you scroll down.
If you want statistics, you got to go through individual teams. You can't find it through.
Boy, your team's in last place.
The Beavers are going down.
Yep. They are.
Is that a bad thing?
Beavers are at the bottom.
Yeah, they're only two games back, though.
They are. There's a tie for first in the East between Utica and Eastside. They're both 500. And then the Westside Woolly Mammoths are 12 and 10 in first place. Birmingham Bloomfield in second at 10 and 12.
They slipped behind the Westside. But
from an unnamed texter, back. Enough about baseball. Get back to the Kmart sub talk. That's from Bob in Heartland.
Gator, any luck?
No, man. You sent me the picture yesterday of like the sub hacks of the people tried to actually recreate the sub. You can try to recreate it, but you ain't going to do it. Unless you find, like, unless there's somebody out there who used to work at Kmart back in the day, like, somebody worked at Kmart in the 80s, said, oh, yeah, we know about the subs. I worked there. I worked there as a, you know, put myself through through community college or whatever, you know. I want to hear from that person, but I doubt that that's something we're going to hear from.
A Gator, we're at 31,337. So we're... You set the goal at 32,000. We may be able to get this done.
No, 33,000.
No, we tried to get over 31,000. Oh, you want to set it even higher?
What? Why not? Dude, it's a great cause.
It is a great cause.
Who doesn't want to help kids? I mean, this is something, look, we did this with the Chad Tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to what we're to this extent, but we certainly have promoted the Chad Tough Foundation, and you and I have donated a lot of money to that cause. And we haven't even throwing our donation into this yet either, and we will, of course. But I think the people out there really would respond to something like this because it hits near and dear to home.
GoFundMe.com in the search bar, put Marcus Strong, Josh Thornhill's son Marcus, and you'll be able to find him. A bunch of Marcus Strongs will come up, but the one you'll see Marcus in bed with the Michigan State Bear next to him. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Carson Anderson, 97.1 the ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.